Welcome to Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry, a program dedicated to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless, advocating Christian families to adopt and get involved with foster care here in the Capital District, as well as globally, and encouraging and supporting those who've heard and heeded the call of James 1:27.
Hosea 14:3 says, "For in these the fatherless find mercy." Welcome to this Sanctity of Life episode of Orphans No More. I'm Sandra Flack of Justice for Orphans. Joining me today is Crystal Snow Hebel, co-founder of Faith House. Faith House is a hope and a haven for young mothers and their babies in the Mid-Hudson Valley. Welcome, Crystal.
Hi, Sandra.
It's wonderful to have you here. Crystal, would you share with us how Faith House came about?
Yeah, absolutely. So it actually started with a woman, Linda Arzu, several years ago, who just felt being led to help women who may want to choose life for their babies, but have many obstacles to overcome, sometimes feeling overwhelmed with limited education, lack of money, lack of family support. She began actually researching and learned about many successful maternity homes throughout the country and that there were none here. So she was just being led of the Lord to, you know, start this endeavor.
Wow. So is there really a great need for maternity homes?
Absolutely. We began researching and reaching out to people who are currently working with pregnant teens and the homeless in that environment. They confirmed for us the tremendous need for that in this area. There is currently no maternity home in the Mid-Hudson Valley. In the past year alone, 13 young women have reached out to us, each with their own desperate story or desperate need. Those ranged between the ages of 16 to 30 years old. From the first to last trimester, the situations they were in, some of them were losing their housing for a variety of reasons. Perhaps they were currently staying with friends or families who could not accommodate an infant, or the mother feels the situation was not safe physically or emotionally for herself or the baby. Many of them were just so afraid and desperate, uncertain about the future, motivated to do what was right, motivated to do what was good, but not really knowing what their options were.
Wow. So I know that there you had mentioned with me prior that there are some maternity homes like down in New York City. I think there's one way in Western New York, but nothing in the Hudson Valley region.
Correct.
And in 12 calendar months, you were approached by 13 different young women, pregnant, needing help, needing support, but yet there was nothing for them.
Exactly.
So can you share a story of one of these young women?
Actually, a lot of the women that have come forward to volunteer have experienced unplanned pregnancies as a teen or young woman, and now they in turn want to help others. So one woman did write her story for us. So she wrote, "I got pregnant at 15. I was too afraid to tell my parents, so I ran away from home. I thought by the time I came back, they would accept me and my baby, but they didn't. They wouldn't let me back in the house. I had nowhere to go, so I moved in with my daughter's father, who abused me physically and emotionally. I was confused, lonely, and afraid. I had no one to show me how to be a mother. If there had been a place like Faith House, with loving women to encourage and guide me through that hard time, I would have been much better prepared to become a mom. I really needed a safe haven, and there was none."
So you are doing something about making a safe haven in the Mid-Hudson Valley for pregnant, vulnerable young women. So
yes.
Faith House is established now as a 501c3 nonprofit ministry in the Mid-Hudson Valley. So what is the vision? What is Faith House going to do?
Well, we desire to be a safe haven that provides a home for the homeless teenage and young women, a nurturing, loving place for them to live in a family-type atmosphere with supportive services during and throughout their whole pregnancy. You know, we don't want to be considered a shelter, a bed, or a flop house. We truly desire to be a place for women who are able to make a commitment to choose a different course for their life and their baby's life, to be used of the Lord to restore hope to what possibly could feel like a hopeless situation. We want to give these young women a chance to choose life, to break strongholds and generational cycles. Honestly, we would just like to be a springboard to a better life for the mom and the baby.
So who will Faith House serve?
We'll serve unmarried young women at any stage of their pregnancy. We're going to start with serving the ages of 18 to 24. And they may stay up for 1 year following the birth if parenting, 3 to 6 months if adopting.
So what types of service? Can you kind of go through specifically what types of services Faith House will offer to these young moms?
Absolutely. So really, we desire to just supply a host of services on many different levels, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. Emotionally, we'd love to just be able to be used of the Lord to show His unconditional love. Some of these women, I'm sure, are coming from backgrounds. We've heard so many stories where they don't even, perhaps even know what a true love, caring, unconditional love would be. So they'll actually be able to receive that through the atmosphere in the home. We're designing it in such a way that there will be house parents that live there so that they can even, in many instances, have an introduction to what a true family setting would be. Spiritually, we desire to help them develop spiritually through prayer, group, and individual Bible studies, and church attendance as well. Physically, we desire to provide assistance with prenatal care, preparation for childbirth, completion of education if that's in need, job skills and assistance finding a job. We desire to provide classes in various life skills, such as nutrition, child development, budgeting. We also desire to offer support for the fathers so that they, in turn, can also be a productive part of their child's life. And our goal, ultimately, is for each woman and baby to have, you know, a job in place, a place to live, and supply them with ongoing support and a network, so that they can we can help them maintain whatever need necessary by the time they leave Faith House.
So that's really a holistic approach. You're not just focusing on one small piece of the puzzle, but the whole big picture.
Yeah, amen. That's our goal.
Yeah. So the goal is to really equip moms, equip them to become good moms with a strong foundation, including making sure they have housing and a job and just really everything that they need really to be successful.
Yes, amen.
Wonderful. So I just want to remind our listeners that you are listening to Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry. To learn more about Justice for Orphans or to contact us, visit our website at justicefororphansny.org. I'm Sandra Flack, Executive Director of JFO, and my guest today is Crystal Snow Hebel, co-founder of Faith House. Faith House is a Christian nonprofit ministry providing a hope and a haven for young mothers and their babies in the Mid-Hudson Valley. Now, January is Sanctity of Life Month, and I have a statistic. I know we picked out Ulster County right down there in the Mid-Hudson Valley region. In Ulster County alone, in 2013, there were 198 pregnancies reported, but only 96 births. So what happened to the other 102 babies? Could it be that young mothers with no hope actually do choose abortion because they have no support and seemingly have no options? Many mothers who do choose life will also choose an adoption plan for their baby. So that was Ulster County. Now, Dutchess County, also in the Mid-Hudson Valley, in 2013, there were 266 pregnancies, but only 142 births. So where did 124 babies go? Mm. And then also in 2013, in New York State, there were 41,000 teen pregnancies in New York State, but only 11,000 births.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Where are the babies going? So we can be sure by the statistics that more than half of them became an abortion statistic because these moms, these young teen moms, don't have a hope, a haven, the support. We need Faith House.
In the year 2013 alone, over 11,000 babies were born to New York teens. Many of these girls found themselves without a safe place to live at some point during their pregnancy. Many others chose abortion simply because they had no other option. As Psalm 82:3 says, we are called to defend the poor and fatherless and to do justice to the afflicted and needy. Faith House will be a hope and haven for young mothers and their babies, a Christ-centered maternity home, and a source of stability and hope during a difficult time. Faith House will offer support for young mothers to finish their education, secure employment, and learn essential life skills. Faith House is entirely supported by generous donations and receives no government funding. In 2015, 13 young women contacted Faith House, each scared, confused, and desperate. We need to be able to support women like these with a home, a safe place to go to. Committed financial support is essential to offer pregnant women and their babies a real alternative to abortion and practical help to become self-sufficient mothers. Please pray for and consider supporting Faith House financially or by volunteering. To learn how, go to faithhouseny.org or find them on Facebook at Faith House Maternity Home, New York.
So, Crystal, how does Faith House help moms who choose adoption?
Well, we would desire to be supportive regardless of their decision. Of course, the number one concern is that they choose life. So we would offer them a stable, supported living environment with counseling to help them make the decision, whether, you know, they would be to parent or adopt. If they choose to adopt, we would refer them to an adoption agency, and we would, of course, support them throughout their entire pregnancy, birth, and that adoption process.
So I'm just looking at the statistic we just shared with 102 missing babies. Many of them, or most of them most likely, were an abortion statistic. So yeah. With Faith House providing that hope, providing that haven, mothers have a place to go to be able to choose life for their babies. And by choosing life, they're either going to be able to parent, and Faith House will help them through all of the processes in learning how to become a good parent. But some of them are going to have to choose an adoption plan for their baby, and Faith House mm-hmm. walks those moms through that process as well.
Right.
So it's ongoing support, and the support doesn't end once the baby is born. The moms can stay, you said, 3 to 6 months after they make an adoption plan, or up to a year after they give birth and they're being trained up to be good moms and be able to care for their babies.
Exactly.
Wonderful. So you shared that in the past 12 months, 13 young women reached out to you for help, but there was no actual house for them to enter. We keep talking about Faith House, and Faith right. House is looking for a house.
Yeah.
You've begun a capital campaign to purchase a house in the Mid-Hudson Valley. Mm-hmm. Tell us about this campaign.
Okay. So we're in the very beginning stages of fundraising to purchase this home. We are looking for a home in the Mid-Hudson Valley. We're looking for a home, maybe 5 to 6 bedrooms, that would allow us to take on 4 to 5 moms with their babies. Again, in the Mid-Hudson Valley, we have been doing fundraising efforts. People can actually join in and help us by holding a fundraising function for us. They can volunteer their time and services. There are so many needs that need to be met, so many services that we would certainly welcome. We're just spreading the word through Facebook, any other social medias that people can join in this effort would be greatly appreciated. We are also in the midst of organizing a fundraising banquet, which is going to be held in the beginning of May. Don't have the specifics on that, but if people wanted to stay in touch with us through our website or Facebook page, know that information will be coming up as well.
Wonderful. So people are able to support. Your biggest needs really are financial resources and prayer.
Yeah.
So let's just talk about prayer. What could our listeners be praying for Faith House?
Okay. First off, prayer is the most essential thing we could possibly ask for. To pray for the board of directors, the committee members, and the volunteers of Faith House, first and foremost, that we would just know the leading of the Spirit of the Lord, that we would not take anything into our own minds or control, that God's will would truly, truly be accomplished through us in establishing Faith House. They could help us pray for the actual house itself, for the location of the house, for the funding of the house, or put it in somebody's heart to donate a house. You know, God is able to do all things. To pray also for those young women. There's such a great need. I mean, if you have ever known anybody or can even just put yourself into their situation, I'm sure there's so much fear. So just to pray for their strength, pray for their protection. If possibly even right now they're in an abusive situation, verbally or physically or emotionally, just to pray for their protection, to pray for their boldness and strength to choose life. And that the Lord would just guide them, lead them to Faith House, if they're not even in this area, to just lead them to a place of safety.
And your goal is to raise $500,000 to purchase and equip the maternity home. Or like you said, somebody could donate a house, right? You're at the very beginning of the fundraising. How can listeners go about financially supporting Faith House? Do you have a website? Where do they go?
We do. Our website is faithhouseny.org. We also can be found on Facebook, and that's Faith House Maternity Home New York, New York spelled out.
Okay. So if a church, a ministry, or an organization wanted you to come and share about Faith House, are you available to do that?
Absolutely. We are willing to pretty much go speak and share this vision with anybody who's willing to hear. That can be a church organization or other civic organization. People can even just gather friends, family members, and loved ones into their homes. You know, we would be willing to just share this vision. It's just so essential, even for not only one-time donations, but for committed monthly donations. Those are so essential right now. It's going to help us in purchasing crucial supplies and equipment and vital services. We need to, you know, not only locate and equip the nurturing home, the actual site, but there's going to be finances needed for providing training for staff, volunteers, provide material resources to our young mothers, to ensure transportation, to ongoing prenatal care, to train our young women to become strong, independent, financially self-sufficient mothers and role models for their children. So it's not even just the one-time need of actual house, but there's so much that is going to be an ongoing financial need. So, you know, committed monthly donations are essential.
So, Crystal, can you share with us some of the other statistics? I know you and I had a conversation earlier where you just had a whole bunch of statistics. We've got plenty of time, if you can share some of those, to show us how vital this ministry is.
Oh, sure. So there are so many young women in this unfortunate situation, and there's a lot of statistics. I'm just going through my notes here. So the statistics that were found is that with the young moms currently in this situation, their children are at risk for various poor outcomes such as low birth weight, premature birth. 41% of young moms it's been researched that they don't even know they're pregnant until the second trimester. 50% receive little or no prenatal care. 80% are living in poverty. Many are abused as children or witness domestic violence, and their children are twice as likely not to graduate high school or continue to live in poverty. Sons are 13% more likely to be incarcerated. It's been proven that daughters are 22% more likely to become teen moms themselves. Research shows that by intervening early with the mom during pregnancy, the outcomes are improved for both mom and baby and any future children she may have. So really just we're looking to just break these vicious cycles from continuing from generation to generation and just really just, you know, shoot in hope.
So yeah, breaking a cycle is spot on. You change a life, you change a generation, you change several lives because like you mentioned, future children born to that mom. So it definitely, it's breaking that cycle. And it's really a ministry of being the hands and feet of Jesus, ministering to these girls, ministering to their babies, helping them to be able to choose life for their babies when without this option, most likely their pregnancy would end in abortion.
Yeah, unfortunately so.
So I know with Justice for Orphans, our ministry was initially birthed out of a church ministry. And what about Faith House? I think I saw somewhere that that's how Faith House started. It was a ministry of a church?
Yeah. So we worship at Abundant Life Tabernacle in Kingston. And that's where it actually started. Linda, as I was saying, Linda Arzu had the burden from the Lord placed upon her heart to really just make a difference. And she just started reaching out in our church for volunteers. And initially, I had no desire to help. I was just like, well, I felt bad there was nobody stepping forward, so I just, you know, attended the meeting. And we actually went to go visit a home together. At that meeting is where the Lord touched my heart. There were two women their first day in this maternity home, and it was such a blessing to see how this home was able to provide hope and a safe haven and nurturing love, unconditional love, to these women that they had just met for the first time they were there. They moved into the house, and the Lord just did something in my heart, transformed my heart completely, and I just said, okay, Lord, if this is where you're leading, you know, this is where I want to be.
How many volunteers do you currently have for Faith House?
We are there in our last volunteer meeting. There was, I think, three women who stepped forward, but so many more have reached out to us. We have another volunteer meeting coming up at the end of January. Mm. It's going to be held January 30th. So if and there are so many people have already stepped forth and, you know, expressed an interest in attending this meeting. So if anybody's interested, they can just contact us through our website again and or through Facebook and just let us know of their interest. We'll shoot them the information and the address and time of where it's being held.
Great. That's wonderful. So our listeners, if they have a heart to volunteer for Faith House, they would be able to do that as well.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So, Crystal, thank you so much for stepping out in faith to establish Faith House. Young mothers need a hope and a haven so that they will choose life for their babies. In 2015, 13 young moms reached out to Crystal and Linda, the other co-founder, reached out to them for help. But since there was no home for them to enter, we don't know if 13 babies were born or if 13 abortions were performed. We don't know, but we can rally around Faith House now so that in 2016, we will know that mothers chose life because they had the help, the hope, and the haven of Faith House. So go to their website. It is faithhouseny.org. Find out more about what they're doing. Find out how you can financially support, how you can prayerfully support, how you can volunteer. Go there, find out more, connect with Crystal, connect with Linda. We really want to see Faith House become a physical reality in the Mid-Hudson region in 2016. So thank you again, Crystal, for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Sandra. So very much appreciate it.
And to learn more about adoption, foster care, how you can help care for the fatherless, you can visit our website at justicefororphansny.org.
Thank you for supporting this program by listening today, sharing what you've heard, and praying for orphans and children in need everywhere. More information is available at justicefororphansny.org. Visit and discover how you can make a difference in a child's life. And be sure to tune in to Orphans No More next Friday.